You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We are back. Lacey, thanks for bringing us back. We are back with the U Health concussion experts. I didn't even realize that they had, like, U concussions, doctor. So there's even places for people to go after this that they can look up more information. We're going to give out those websites at the end of the discussion. But let's go back and set the table. We've got Dr. Gillian Hotz. She's the Director of Concussion Programs and Kids Neuroscience Center at U Health. We've got Dr. Michael Hoffer. He's the Director of the U Health Department of, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, he can't even spell it, and Balance Program. He also consults with the NFL on concussions. We're here busting some myths. Now, everybody, we've told folks they've got to make sure they've got a licensed coach there, making sure that their kids are protected just the way they would if there was a swim instructor at the pool. What are some other things that people need to do to protect their kids and make sure they're in the right environment for this? Let's start with Dr. Hotz this time.
Okay, so basically what we've done here is we've developed a model. It's a concussion protocol model. And just like you see in the pros where, you know, they've got the eyes in the sky and they've got a whole group of experts now that are trained from the sideline all the way through monitoring the player. We've done this with high schools here in Dade County. Every kid that plays a contact sport in Dade County comes through our protocol, from starting with baseline testing, impact testing if you're over 13, a neurocognitive computer test. There's a sideline screening now called the King Devic, which they do on the sideline, a rapid eye number recall test, reading test, and then there's actually coming to our clinic at University of Miami Sports Medicine, where we actually see and evaluate these kids to try and get them back to play with gradual return to play recommendations. So there's a whole protocol in place that's really starting to manage this issue and collect data and research. We've got the surveillance system where we're collecting all the data now from our county. And we just wrote another paper about that. So definitely better things in place.
So you're doing some research. Tell me what some of the research results have been. I guess you're studying everything from baseline to people that have incidents. It sounds like you're giving these young people the same kind of support they'd get in the pros, God willing.
Michael, do you want to talk about your study?
Michael, you're up. Let's hear about the study.
Actually, we're giving them better support. Of course, the work that Jillian just mentioned is really comprehensive and a true model that people should be doing. And she should be credited with the hard work she's really done on making this a priority for our university and our community. We've been fortunate to be involved with her, with the University of Miami Sports Health and Performance Institute, and with the University of Miami Athletic Department. And we have a pair of goggles that were really originally funded by DOD and further funded by the NFL, where we can actually diagnose concussions at about 90% or better accuracy in about 12 minutes, a very objective test. And that's available to our University of Miami athletes now, and will be then piloted now in some high schools in Miami as well. So we think with our work and with what Jillian's doing, our community and our university is ahead of the pros in some ways.
Wow, that's just awesome. Now, let's say that somebody's playing a sport or their child is. How do we teach them to understand whether they've got a concussion? Everybody goes, oh, I just got my bell rung or whatever. How do they know if they have a concussion, and what should they do right away, Dr. Hotz?
So this is a really great question, and it sort of leads into something that you need to stay tuned to after the beginning of the year. But educating kids and educating high school athletes is very challenging about this. You can give the parents a flyer, you can, you know, have the coach take a course online, but actually getting down to the player level has been quite challenging. We just did this with the high school football players, with a ex-NFL player going out to educate them with a interactive presentation. But it's challenging. And what we want them to come away with knowing is the symptoms, encouraging them to report more, and then actually going to see somebody who manages concussion as a physician to, you know, take care of this. So I think as far as the prevention piece goes in this, prevention starts with education, and I guess stay tuned because the beginning of the year I've got a youth concussion project that we're developing now that is very exciting, and I think we're going to be able to partially solve this concussion education issue.
Well, that was one of my questions, is how are we going to get coach training? But I guess you kind of gave us a little tease on that. You better be coming back in the spring to tell me all about how we can get everybody spun up on this, Doc. Now,
absolutely. It was the teaser. It was like, you know, the little wait and see. Kickoff time is April 1st.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm the guy that's supposed to do the teasing. I'm on the radio here. So but let's do a little bit of teasing about this. You know, we got a bunch of people that want to get some more information. How do they do that? And I think you've really got it rocking here with this youconcussion.com idea. Tell us a little bit about how people can protect their kids and themselves and their friends' kids and the people that play for them.
Look, knowledge is power. So you've got to, like, be able to understand what to look for. And these are the symptoms. You know, headache, dizziness, trouble concentrating, ringing in the ears, double vision, just feeling fatigued, not yourself. So the more parents and the athletes and the coaches and the players are aware of these symptoms and what to look for, then they can be encouraged to report and then be seen by a concussion expert. And I think this is what we talk about on You Concussion, and it's all available on our website and our clinic. We'd love to see anybody, you know, from the community, and you can just call the clinic for an appointment.
I got a personal thing I got to do here. I was looking over your team. I got to give a high-five shout-out to Dr. Page. He's one of my followers. He sometimes retweets my sports stuff. So shout-out to him and your whole team. But Dr. Hoffer, last word goes to you. We've got about a minute left. So tell me what you want to tell me in about 30 seconds, and then we'll give everybody the phone numbers and websites again.
Well, you know, what I want to say is emphasize something Jillian said earlier.
Sure.
Two things she said. Number one is we want the kids playing, and we want the kids, but we want them to play safely and appropriately. So parents, you know, check your coaches out. If there's any questions or issues you have, give us a call. But I'd love to see the kids on the field. And I think fears about something that was only observed in people that had multiple concussions should just be that. Fears alone, and it shouldn't prevent people from kids from playing.
Well, that's
play safely and appropriately.
That is a great message. We've got to go right now. Go to youconcussions.com to learn more. I want to thank our experts, Dr. Gillian Hotz and Dr. Michael Hoffner from U Health. They were just awesome, and I hope you'll come back in the spring to give us an update, Dr. Hotz.
Absolutely. Happy holidays to all your listeners.
Oh, wow. Thanks so much. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays and a wonderful 2016.
High five to you both. We'll be back after this with more Freedom Business. Stick with us for more holiday stuff.